Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Griffin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Tom Griffin. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis, who is chasing the ball. Metzger reaches third base with a triple. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno takes first base on ball four. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers has Metzger trapped. There's the throw to Foote and over to Bailey, who tags Metzger for the out. Cedeno moves to third. Watson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cedeno scores. Watson scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 2-1, Astros. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers bunts in front of the plate. May scoops up the ball and tags Rogers for the out. Foote moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Metzger strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cittino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May scores. May moves to third. Rader moves to second. It's 3-1, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May scores. Rader moves to third. It's 4-1, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raider scores. It's 5-1, Astros. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Helms moves to second. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Metzger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Griffin covering, for the out. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fairley moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley scores. It's 5-2, Astros. Mike Torres pinch runs for Jim Northrup. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Astros will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Raider fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Raider fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt catches it and throws to first to double up Rader. Two outs. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive towards the mound. Griffin catches it and throws to first to double up Jorgensen. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Murray covering, for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Astros. Mike Cosgrove now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Dale Murray. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foley moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 3. The Astros will come to bat. Don Carruthers now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Wilbur Howard pinch runs for Bob Watson. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a fly ball into left field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carruthers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Milburn pinch runs for Tommy Helms. Mike Cosgrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosgrove bunts towards the mound. Carruthers fields it and throws to first for the out. Milburn moves to second. 2 outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milburn moves to third. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Metzger hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Wilbur Howard now playing left field. Larry Milburn now playing second base. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cosgrove, and towards Milburn, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cosgrove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods pinch hits for Ron Fairley. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Expos 3. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cedeno strikes out. One out. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. May takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. May is hit by the pitch. May moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foote is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Don Carruthers. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Foley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 8, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.